You have to watch the moves of the enemy. You have to watch him. You have to be aware of him. He's sneaky. He's deceiving. He's a liar. And he can't get you by forcing you with force. He'll try to sneak you into doing it. Deceive you. And you need to be well educated with the word. And when one of those stinking words come up, it's not God's word. Say, no, I stopped you. Hallelujah. So your heart won't be overcharged. You want your heart full of faith. You want your heart full of the word of God. And so your heart won't be overcharged with all these cares. And you can't function. You can't believe God for anything. You can't stand no kind of test. Because your heart is overcharged with all this stuff. You worry, you're confused, and you're faint-hearted. Hallelujah. So in the day of good time, you ought to be doing some stuff, putting some good stuff in your heart. Most people want to wait till the devil is standing right in the face, knocking him upside the head, and they're trying to confess the word. And they out of desperation, they ain't believing nothing they're saying. They're just hollering something. You won't be confident in what you say. You won't be fully persuaded that what you're saying is the absolute truth. And he has to stop. Because I just told you to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So he said, now watch this. That your heart won't be overcharged. The word of God is God himself. Now listen to this now. The word of God is what? God himself. So take his word and put it into your heart. You will become everything that he says in his word that you are. That if thou, as Romans 10:9-10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You say that with your mouth and believe with your heart, you become saved. You become everything he said. Didn't he say if you believe with your heart and say with your mouth, the Lord Jesus been raised from the dead, and he's sitting at the right hand of God? He said, if you believe that with your heart and say it with your mouth, you're saved. I don't care what the devil says. Hello? He said, then he said in verse 10, for with what? Telling you with what it happened. For with the heart, this is what happened. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And that not just talking about just getting born again. It's talking about salvation for life. Everything and anything in life had to do with salvation. That's what it's talking about. Hallelujah. Now that you are a new creature in Christ, you have become who he is. That means we are sons of God. With the life and the ability of God dwelling on the inside of us. God is living in me. Say this with your mouth. Say, God is on the inside of me. God is in me now. Right now. He's dwelling in me right now. The God that created this universe is in me right now. So God is on the inside of me. It also means we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And all the right, listen to these statements, and all the rights and privilege that the Lord Jesus had, with all the rights and privilege that the Lord Jesus had. Say, I'm an heir of God. Why? So because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, created in the image and in his image and likeness, we can receive his word, which is filled with his life, and speak that word in faith and frame our world and enjoy life and enjoy and enjoy some heaven on earth. And we can enjoy some heaven on earth. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy some heaven. You can have some heaven on earth now. Say, I want some heaven on earth. I have some heaven on earth now. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6 and 2. Can we get that one up? We got to hurry. Proverbs 6 and 2. Hallelujah. We're still talking about sayings. Saying. Hallelujah. You can have what you say. Let your saying become his saying. Proverbs 6 and 2 says what? Thou art what? Snared. How? How do you snare yourself? Anybody ever get hung on something? You ever get caught? You ever catch something in a trap? He got snared. He was stuck there. Amen. Some people go out trapping for beaver and other things. I watched them, you know, in wildlife. They go out trapping for different kind of things. And once that trap catch them, they stuck. God said, this is why you ought to guard your heart, because you get, your words that you speak can snare you. Thou snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou taken captive. Thou taken with the words of thy mouth. How you get in captivity? The words you speak. That's why you want to know what to say. That's why you want to listen to the word. That's why you want to make sure that I'm speaking God's word. People laugh at it. Then when the calamity come, when the disaster strike, then they whine and cry. What happened? I don't know. Your words. Because when persecution come, that will come too. You can run persecution off and God can get you out of persecution. But a man or woman that's snared with the words of their mouth and won't change, they stay trapped. Hello? Don't shout me down because I know I'm preaching good. Listen to this. Let me see, this is one. This is one I want you to confess with me in just a minute. Listen to this. I'll tell you when to start. The right words in your mouth can free you and put you over in life. And cause you to have victory after victory after victory after victory. No matter what you may be challenged with, wrong words in your mouth can snare you and hold you in captivity and put you in bondage to all that are in this world of darkness. And you, if you don't ever change it, you'll go through life bound by darkness. Haven't you seen people born in poverty and died in poverty? Haven't you seen it? Why didn't they change it? They probably didn't know to do it. It wasn't no problem to it because they hadn't known it. If they didn't know, they didn't do anything about it. But you can change because Jesus have defeated the devil, y'all. Satan been defeated. He's been not only defeated, he's been judged. Hallelujah. So you may be struggling, but you don't have to keep struggling. You do it by choice. Who said it's going to be ease on the flesh? You ever try to read when your body wants to sleep? You have to put it in a position where it won't, where you can get its attention.